chosen by Ben Parthen. Title chosen. Author Ben Parthen. Editor Michael Bent. Publisher AB Discovery. Copyright 2019. www.abdiscovery.com.au. Other books from Ben Parthen. A Brother for Samantha. Mummy's Diary. The Hypnotist. Chosen. The Snoop. The Washing Line. My Baby Callum. A Baby for Felicity. The Regression of Baby Noah. A Baby for Melissa and Her Mother. Baby Solutions. Discharged into Infancy. The English Baby. A Mother's Love. The Psychiatrist and Her Patient. The Reluctant Baby. Contents. The Decision. The Nursery. Acceptance. The Decision. He looks cute, Samantha. I think he would be perfect. What do you think, Beverly? Hannah had already made up her mind, and she just hoped her sister and Beverly would agree. Let me have a quick glance through his file. Beverly started reading through the file the orphanage had sent. She had read it through before, and only wanted to check on a few things. The two sisters and Beverly had spent the last 2 hours or so looking through the final candidates of those who they deemed would be suitable for what they were seeking. They needed to make a final decision today and set things in motion. "He is only 4'2" tall," she commented. "That could be very useful, as it will mean he will fit into all the furniture. Also, he has in the past had another issue that may be of benefit. I can see he is only about 30 minutes from here. That again is very handy. I think you could be right, Hannah. What do you think, Samantha?" "Oh yes, he is a little darling. I say yes." That was it. He had been chosen, and he knew nothing about it or what it would involve in his life. "Andrews, Andrews," shouted Sister Hazel. Jamie was sitting at a table, reading a comic at the far end of the dormitory. It was a midterm holiday, so no school that week. He looked up and knew he had to answer. It would be a big error to ignore Sister Hazel. "Yes, Sister Hazel?" "Ah, there you are, Andrews." Sister Hazel walked towards Jamie. "You need to get all your things together. The paperwork has come through. You are now adopted." It was 1968, towards the end of the swinging 60s, but not so swinging for some, certainly not if you were in an orphanage. Jamie was 18, and had been at the orphanage since he was 8 years old. After 10 long years, he had all but given up on ever being fostered or adopted, as did the orphanage. But now, and at very short notice, he had just been told that he had been adopted. He had no idea his adoption was in process. It was all news to him, but typical of those who ran the orphanage, the children were never kept informed about their future. Jamie was a most unusual case. Normally, at 16, orphans were kicked out of the orphanage and packed off to get jobs and to try and create a life. It was all very unceremonious, as you were clearly unwanted by prospective adopted parents. If you didn't ask what was wrong with you, other people certainly did. Jamie was a very small and very immature boy. At only 4'2", he was the height and build of a 10-year-old.